Shabbat Shalom. This week's Haftarah is Parshat Vayetze. And where do they pick the Haftarah from? They pick the Haftarah from the book of Hosea. He comes from the beginning of a compilation called the Trei Asar, or in Aramaic, the 12. In English, the minor prophets. But guess what? There's nothing minor about these intensity of the prophecies that these men had, but it was that they were very succinct in their written recordings of what they saw and envisioned. So Hosea, what's in his name? Hosea, that you have the Yeshua, the Savior, that this is what his message was to the people, that we have to save Am Yisrael. He lived in the time before the destruction of the temple. His prophecies were for the the Israelite kingdom, Israel, the 10 northern tribes, before they got exiled. He was speaking to them. And what is he trying to explain to them? Because they got a little twisted in their understanding of the relationship of where those blessings come from. So here, he bawls them out for telling them that these people in the 10 northern tribes, they're doing idol worshiping, idolatry, murder, paying off judges. Horrible. It's unacceptable. He says, guys, you think that you're going to, you know, manage your way? God is the source of the blessing. If you don't respect and honor God, how do you expect God to shine his graces on you? So only the Jewish people will prosper because of God. And it refers to them as Yisrael and Yaakov. Why? Because Yaakov was the lower state and Yisrael is the higher state, the transformed state of the people, the ones that were connected to God. It also refers to Moshe, that we look back and historically continuing from Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the source of Matan Torah, that we got the Torah from Hashem and Har Sinai. And now this legacy and this way to conduct yourself with ethical monotheism is now being continued. The message is spoken. Now, the kingdom of Ephraim, which is another way to refer to the 10 northern tribes, is blamed for their idol worshiping. They think that they can make idols and worship them, and these idols will be the source of their success with fertility, success with agriculture. No good. Baal? No. Molech? No good. Asherah? No good. They would say, even to mention in the Haftarah, how they would kiss the calf. The calf in those days was regarded as the jackpot because you put a little water in and a little grass into a calf, it grew up, it gave you milk, it gave you leather, it gave you more calves. It was something fantastic for you. So now, they said, you don't believe in these bovine beings. God is the source of all blessing. What is the punishment? You're going to be exiled. You got it good in the land of Israel, but if you don't behave yourselves, instant exile. However, what's going to happen? Listen, we've been warning you and you didn't listen. So it happened. And now what is he saying? He said, you cannot rely on anyone else to help you out. No king of Assyria is going to help you. Only God is going to help you. So understand where your blessings are going to come from. The Haftarah is a quite lengthy one. It gives details of the punishment of these people, but then it says that they should come and do teshuvah. So let's look at those two psukim. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta ba'avonosecha. So wait a minute. What were the people saying? The people were saying, we're here. God, you left us. God is saying, that's not the relationship. The relationship is, ani Hashem, I'm here, and you drifted away. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. You returned to me. I didn't go nowhere. You drifted off. That you were like stumbling because of your sins. And then the Haftarah ends with a wonderful question. That this is, Mi Chacham V'Yavein Eila, who's the wise man? Who's the smarty ones? Ki Yesharim Darkei Hashem. That the ways of God are the straight path, v'tzadikim yelchuvam, and the tzadikim, the righteous ones, are going to walk in them, uposhe'im, and the ones that are the sinners, yikashluvam, and those people will stumble in God's ways. So Hosea is saying, bring God close to you, stay close to God. God gave you the user's manual to humanity, the Torah. Study the Torah. if you walk b'derech Hashem, in the way of God, things will go good. If you buck up against it and push against it, guess what? You can't fight it, and you're going to stumble in it. So he's saying, surrender, relax, accept reality, go forward. Shabbat Shalom, enjoy the Haftarah.